sack, baseball chat, and everywhere I go. My job is to help destroy what's left of your imagination by feeding you endless doses of tropical mindless garbage. So don't create, be sedate, be a vegetable at home and thwack on that dial. If we have our way, even you will believe this is the future of rock and roll.
The sugar cone as well. You took that roll of bread and the peppers of nature, making sure nothing's up to the imagination.
MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. Get off the air.
Stealing the speeches of the Muppet Show, shaking tits and new dicks as they lip sync on screen. It's something I don't like about a band that always wild.
MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. Get off the air. Get off the air. Get off the
was our beloved corporate gods claimed they created rock video, allowing it to sink as low in 1 year as commercial TV has in 25. It's a new frontier, they say. It's wide open, anything can happen. But you got a lot of nerve to call yourself a pioneer when you're too goddamn conservative to take real chances. Tin-eared, graph paper-brained accounts instead of music fans. Of all the shots at giant record companies now, the lowest common denominator rules. Forget honesty, forget creativity. The dumbest by the most, if that's the name of the game. But sales are slumping, and no one will say why. Could it be they put out one too many lousy records?